going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tyler Lue, one of the 11 Ravens draft picks, 2025, sixth-rounder out of the University of Arizona, now tasked with being the place kicker for a Ravens team that's expected to challenge for the Super Bowl, as Justin Tucker is either going to get suspended or, if not, just released by Baltimore. Vinny, you think they're going to bring in another kicker as well, a veteran type, to bring some level of competition. But what do we know about Tyler Lue? We'll be doing profiles throughout the course of the week of the 11 draftees, and it looks like 40 undrafted free agents that they've signed. But what do we know about Lue on this Monday morning here?
Well, the thing with Lue is, like, he kicked in 2020 at Arizona, and he was the punter during the COVID thing. He averaged 43 yards punting, 8 punts inside the 20. 21, played in 8 games, 12 for 12 PATs, 12 for 12 field goals. Longest, 42. 22, honorable mention, all Pac-12, 38 of 38 PATs, 18 of 21 field goals, long of 48. 45 touchbacks on 70 kickoffs. 2023, second team, all Pac-12. 53 of 53 on PATs, 19 of 24 on field goals, 2 of 4, 50-plus, long of 52, had 2 blocked. 73 touchbacks on 84 kickoffs and had the game winner versus Colorado, 24-yarder. And then this past year, he was honorable mention all Big 12. 12 games, 23 of 25 on PATs, 18 of 23 on field goals, 78.3%. 6 of 9 plus 50, long of 62, and then 53 touchbacks on 56 kickoffs. And from what everybody says at the combine, was dominant at the combine, you know, with his leg strength and stuff.
So he's coming in, and we'll wish him the best. Tyler Lue, ladies and gentlemen, get to know him, because based on draft status and Tucker's uncertain situation, unless he loses to a unknown veteran at training camp, then we're like, what the hell did you draft a kicker for if you're losing out to Mason Crosby or just, you know, somebody like that?
Well, a lot of times,
if they signed Greg Zuerlein, I'm going to be mad just because.
Bob, a lot of times kickers, man, I mean, when you get drafted, then it's like the next team you go to is when you start to, I mean, you look at like the Maryland kid at New England.
Daniel Carlson with Minnesota, got the heave-ho there, went to the Raiders. He's now one of the best kickers in the league.
And then New England drafted the kicker this year in the fifth round. So, yeah, and there's a lot of kickers, a lot of stories. Like, so I think there'll be – I don't think you can just hand a rookie, you know, sixth-round pick the job. But I think – I would think they would bring in a veteran kicker to compete with him.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.